when you didn't cut Headwaters. So think about that if you think you're gonna cut Headwaters. And most of you have seen it, but if anybody hasn't, you should come up and look at it, because the ferns on the floor of this forest are 6 feet tall. The trees are 300 feet. They're 15, 20 feet across. They're 1,500 to 2,000 years old. We do not recognize Charles Hurwitz's claim to own these trees. Here's this Texas raider. He comes in, Texas corporate raider, comes into California, takes over a locally owned company by fraud, liquidates it, and then holds these trees hostages and demands California public money, or even worse, California public land. We do not owe this man any compensation for these trees, and we're tired of his brinksmanship. We're tired of him holding something precious like this hostage so that he can try to manipulate the markets to stuff his pockets. How much money could one person possibly use? I mean, this man, I don't know his exact salary, but I know it's in the range of $15 million a year. That's his personal salary, in addition to all else that he's ripped off from this place. So he belongs in jail. He does not belong in the forest. He does not deserve compensation. He owes restitution. He owes restitution to the tax. He owes restitution to the taxpayers for the $1.6 billion bailout of his SNL adventure that he did down in Texas that we taxpayers bailed him out of. He owes restitution for this to this community, that he came into a community, destroyed the stable job base, destroyed the forest, destroyed the future. He's come in here in the night, taken the trees, now he wants to sell the company and get out and leave this place as another Appalachian poverty zone. He owes restitution to the community, and most important, Charles Hurwitz owes restitution for the earth. Nobody has the right. This isn't just scenery we're talking about. This man is ripping out the lungs of the planet, and no human being has the right to do that. Yeah.